This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR.
Listening to live and on-demand shows has never been easier on MPR. All you have to do is go to the App Store or Play Store on your device and search up Access Internet Radio NZ. Select and download the first option at the top of the list. Once you've downloaded the app, the next step is to open the app and look for MPR. Once found, select it and then browse freely. Supported by New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Manawatu Conversations, recollections of the past and sometimes opinions about the future. Today we have with us...
Elaine Morse.
Bev Marsh.
Tree Nimri.
And I am Stuart Burks. Now, Gwen, you said you went to 12 schools when you were young.
One school, two schools was twice, so it was still... And I went to intermediate school here in Palmerston North. And during the war, it was used as a soldiers' hospital.
Oh,
in,
okay.
In Ferguson Street.
Yes.
They used it as a hospital. But I did go there into the second form.
Okay.
And then I also went to Levin. Yeah. And country school, Kilnerriha, which is up from Ekitahuna.
Mm-hmm.
And another one further up called Patara.
Yeah.
Masters in school. And I started school in Martinborough.
Oh, so mm-hmm. Why were you at so many different schools?
Well... In those days, jobs were hard to get, and my father was a farmer, so he went round to farm jobs, and we all had to go with him.
This was the 1930s,
yes.
Was it?
There was no lorries, so we had horse and brake. Every time we shifted, we had a horse and brake.
A horse and a brake is
yeah,
what?
A brake. That's a... They called it a brake. It was a huge, big thing.
A type
yes,
of car.
Yes, yeah. Had two horses.
So how many of you were there in the family?
How many in the family?
Five. Children.
Five children and your parents.
And
your father was the only earner in the family?
Yes.
So that would have been very hard.
He,
so
he had been to the First World War.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Quite a bit older than my mother.
Yeah.
Yeah. We lived at the school of Patara. That's where I first saw snow when I was 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
It was on the ground for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so was it common to move around so much? Were there many other children who changed schools a lot?
Did a lot of other people move around?
Not really. Or some did, just depending what type of work they... Because
yeah.
Okay. In those days, was I think more farmers at that age group than there were later on.
Oh, okay.
You know,
yeah.
And it was always a cow farm. Milking cows.
Okay. Milking, so
yeah,
dairy farm.
Cows. And I learned to milk when I was 8.
Okay,
okay, so the children were doing things as well. You were earning some money as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We're in a one teacher school at Patara.
That's
okay. Way out from Ekitahuna, up in the hills.
Yeah.
And I think there was about 12 pupils.
Okay.
One teacher school.
Yeah.
And that's where I first saw snow.
Yeah.
Mm. Very cold.
Did you enjoy the schooling?
Oh, not really. We had a bully there and he ran over my foot with a lawnmower.
Oh.
It wasn't very good.
No.
It was very... the summers were really warm then.
Yeah.
Really great, you know.
Warmer than now?
Yeah, oh, yes. They were really good those days. Yeah, but
okay.
So were the winters.
They were warmer
cold,
as...
Yeah.
They were cold?
Oh, the cold. We had snow on the ground for 2 weeks one year.
So you had more extremes of weather in the 1930s than we're having
yes,
now?
Yes,
you even had that in the 50s and 60s.
I actually started school when I was 4 and a half.
So when you're told that with climate change we are getting more extremes of weather now,
yeah.
Do you believe that?
Yeah.
I don't... We used to have more defined summer and winter. You knew when you could go.
Yes.
Yeah, you knew when you could go, well, it's going to be fine in November, December, January.
Yes.
And that's it. But now you can't.
No.
Yeah. Now all of that is later, the warmer weather's later in the year.
Yeah.
And my parents and us, we lived in a house that had no electricity and no water.
Oh.
So how did you manage with that?
Well, there was a creek down the bank. There was a creek. We used to have to go and get the water for Mother every time we wanted washing or wanted to have a bath.
Yes.
And they had one kerosene lamp that they put on the table at night.
Yes.
And otherwise we had candles. But one day my brother set fire to something in the bedroom, so after that we used to have to go in the dark.
Okay. So how big was the house?
Oh, I think it had 3 bedrooms.
Okay.
Yeah.
And was it very warm? Was the house warm?
No.
No?
No.
How was it heated?
Well, we heated it with wood because we had a coal range.
Okay.
We had a coal range, no electricity.
Yeah. So was the one fire or the cooking range you used for heating the house
range,
as well?
So there was no open fire.
Okay.
No.
And that heated the whole house?
Oh, I suppose it did. Yes. I was only 8.
Yeah, okay. Yes. And so did you travel around on horseback? Did you ride or you
no,
walked?
No, our school was just up the road from here out to the gate, so I didn't have far to go to school, but Mother and Father used to go into Ekatahuna to shop, but they'd go in horse and buggy.
Yeah, okay.
No cars in those days.
Mm. No. Did anybody have cars in the area? Did anyone have cars?
Mm? Were there any cars?
No, I don't remember anybody having cars.
Yeah.
Even, you know, the neighbours. They may have done, but I can't quite remember. But I know they had horses.
Okay.
Yes. And it was, of course, a country road, very twisty, and the big river down below.
Yeah.
You had to be quite careful on the road.
Yeah. Were horses difficult to use for transport? With a car, you go out, you start the engine and you go. With horses, is it much harder? Mm.
Yeah. And the toilet was about a quarter of a mile wide.
Oh!
And you had a bath once a week in this big galvanised bath. You had to go down to the creek to get all the water.
Mm. And you all used the same baths. So was it the youngest first?
Whoever was the cleanest. Because I had 3 brothers.
Yeah.
Only 2 were little though, so...
Okay, yeah. So do you have good memories of those times?
Oh, yes, I liked it up there, except there was a bully at school I didn't like, and he ran over my foot with a lawnmower.
Yeah, did it damage your foot?
Yes, I've still got the scar on my foot.
Oh. Was that, he did that deliberately, or...?
Yes, he was a nasty boy.
Oh, okay.
He didn't like me.
Yeah.
But anyway, they were good. We had a teacher called Mrs. Cross, by name and nature. She was old, you know, she was grey-haired.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Was she very strict?
The boy ran over my foot. We just lived just from here to the gate away from the school. But she wouldn't let my brother or sister take me home. She made me stay there till lunchtime. And took me over. We had open fire in the winter.
Mm.
And she poured boiling water over my foot.
Oh.
And then later on she tried to get me to read.
Mm.
Oh. It was horrible. Mrs. Cross.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She must have been.
My foot actually went septic after a while.
Yeah.
And you remember it still.
We were away out at Patara, which is out from Ekatahuna, so it's quite a way in to get a doctor or anything.
Oh, yes.
So.
No wonder you remember her name.
Yes.
Yes.
But,
we did move around a lot in those days.
So what about entertainment then?
Entertainment?
Oh, no, I used to go bird nesting because I was a tomboy.
Yeah.
I didn't like dolls. My father trod on the only 2 dolls I had. He trod on them, I didn't like dolls, so I used to go bird nesting or rabbiting and doing all the things boys did.
Okay. So what did that...
Mother made me sack cloths out of sugar bags.
Yeah. So how did... When you went bird nesting and rabbiting, what did you do?
He wants to describe bird nesting.
Mm?
Describe bird nesting.
Bird nesting?
Yeah.
Well, we used to climb trees.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was always climbing trees.
And nestle in the trees.
Ripping my clothes off. And sometimes we'd just take the egg just to see. But we never took babies.
Yeah.
Hardly any babies. We'd take maybe one egg from take it home, see what it was, okay. And then get a hiding for taking it.
Oh. So bird nesting was really looking in, finding nests and looking to see what's inside.
Yeah. But we used to do all sorts of things, you know, that boy, I did, that the boys did.
Yeah.
Climb trees and build huts and cook food up in the fire. Yeah.
Okay.
It'd be great.
What did you cook?
Usually kumaras. Okay. Potatoes.
Yeah.
Bake them, you know, in the open fire. Fire.
Okay.
Yes, to do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It'd be great.
And rabbiting with the rabbits, yes. What was that?
You had to go with my father.
Yeah.
He used to get rabbit because in those days you could eat them, they were poisoned.
Yes.
You know, and there were a lot about, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he would shoot them?
Hmm?
Would he shoot them or trap them?
Oh, no, I didn't. My father would shoot them.
Yeah.
He'd go with them and have to carry them home.
Okay.
You know? But you didn't shoot, you just shot what you wanted for a meal.
Yes.
Because there was no butcher shop or food shop out there. You had to go to Egertahuna. Mm.
Yeah.
And they went by horse and break about once a week or fortnight to get groceries.
Okay.
And on a very windy metal road.
Mm.
And you look down at the river way down the bottom.
Mm,
Did
you ever have any accidents going?
No, I didn't. I don't know. I think my brother fell out of a tree once.
Yeah.
He was hanging in this tree, and my sister and I were down there, and we said, he'd gone out, we seen he was just hanging. We said, well, if you drop, we'll pick you up. Of course, we didn't. And there were stones underneath, and he's still at 83 years old, is still suffering with a shoulder. So when Mum and Dad came home, we got a hiding. We got a hiding for everything in those days.
Yeah.
You know.
How was that? Just with the hand or the?
No, a razor strop.
Razor strop, a leather.
A razor strop.
That's what my grandfather had.
Plenty of marks. Get over it.
Yeah. Did you apply the same things? You had children later? Did you use the same technique with your children?
No, I just tell them to go in their room and stay there until they could behave themselves.
Okay.
Sometimes they'd sneak out the window. We used to try to do.
So if you went rabbiting, what sort of food would you normally eat? You'd, the main meat would be rabbit?
Or? Oh, no, we had meat as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were sheep on the farm. My father worked for on the farm, and he also used to go and help milk the man's cows.
Yeah.
And then when he couldn't milk, I went down there, and his wife was milking, and they taught me to milk when I was eight by hand.
Oh, by hand, so into a bucket?
Yes, there was no machines in those days.
And so how many cows did they have?
Oh, I think he had about 50 at that stage, but him and his wife used to milk as well.
Yeah,
you know,
twice a day,
and then they used to have cream, not milk. I don't know what they did with the milk, but they used to snap the cream, and they used to have to take it by brake and horse way down to a place called Nerita, which was quite a way.
And they do that every day or every?
Yes, every day they took it. Cool. Yeah, it was a very busy man. But we lived there twice. We lived at a place called Nerita, and we had. My sister and brother and I, we had about 5.5 miles to walk to school. We used to come across people's property.
Yeah.
And we had this narrow swing bridge about that wide with just wires over the river.
Yeah.
And we had to go across that. And I remember we teased my sister because she was terrified. Oh. We were shaking this bridge. And so when we got home, we got a hiding.
You had a lot of hiding.
Yes, in those days.
What this is suggesting is that you didn't learn from that. Or you just take that as the price of having fun.
One cried, we all cried. And one day my father took my youngest brother, who was about, I think he was about 2.5, out on the break to feed the cows out.
Yeah.
And it was winter. When he came back, poor Timmy was almost frozen. And mother had the stove going, and she put him in the oven.
Oh, that's right. She put him in the oven.
Warm him up. We all cried. We thought she was going to kill him. She just tried to warm him up.
Was it? And the oven was on and heated.
He got warmer.
But he's okay now.
Oh, I know, he's deceased now.
But 5.5 miles to go to school, that's over 8 kilometres. That's nearly 9 kilometres.
We had to go through other properties, got permission to go through other properties, and then over the swing bridge over the road.
Yeah. But that would have, how long did it take you to get to school and then to get back?
How long did it take you?
Oh, I can't remember, it's a long time.
Maybe 2 hours.
And then if any farmers had turnips, then we used to get in and pinch the turnips. We got caught one day.
You got to hide in.
So on the farm then, what sort of food did you eat?
There were cows, mostly cows, cattle.
Yeah.
No sheep in those days down that area that I can remember. So it was cows. And of course the toilet was about a quarter of a mile away down amongst all the trees. And if us wanted to get up during the night, we didn't have candles or anything, so we'd all get up together.
All go down.
Well, we did have a mantle lamp, but that was only for night time, and we didn't touch it. You were seen and not heard in those days. You never spoke at the table, you never spoke out of place anywhere.
Did you play much with other children nearby? Were there other children nearby, or you just played among yourselves?
Were there other children?
Other schools?
No, other kids around?
Oh, yeah, I think there was about, what did I say before, about 13 at the schools, but they lived further along from where we lived, they weren't close.
So if you weren't at school, you would just play with your brothers and sisters?
Yeah, just stayed at home, because they had the same holiday time as they do now. But it was okay. And we had a teacher called Mrs. Cross.
Yeah, you told us.
Yes.
By name and nature.
Did you grow your own vegetables?
I don't think we did at that place, but normally my mother always grew her own vegetables.
Yes.
Yeah, because we moved around a lot in the 30s.
Yeah.
You know, because of the Depression.
And were there fruit trees? Fruit trees.
Not that I recall.
No. Okay. So what sort of food did you eat? What were your meals? What did you have for breakfast?
Always porridge. I don't think they had Weet-Bix in those days.
No.
You always had porridge.
And for lunch, you take some lunch to school?
Well, at that particular place, we used to go home because we're only from here to the gate away. But other schools that I went to, we always took our lunch. We did have bread and something.
So just a sandwich of some kind, so bread and cheese or bread. And
different today.
So if it's different, people listening to this wouldn't know what you had. What do you remember having in the sandwich? You would have sandwiches. Is that white bread, brown bread, thick slices or thin?
I think it was mainly white.
Just white.
White bread, I think.
Was it sliced? You buy it as sliced bread.
She baked bread most of the time.
You didn't have sliced bread. We didn't have sliced bread for quite late.
So you'd have thick pieces of bread, and in that you would have, what would you put inside? Would you butter it?
Marmite
and jam.
Maybe if we're lucky, we had golden syrup.
Okay. Syrup's better than
butter.
Honey, you thought?
We always had
lard.
Lard.
Is it lard or butter fat?
Lard.
Lard we had.
And holidays. Did you have any holidays?
Only one.
Yes?
Yeah.
And where did you go?
I won't tell you the circumstances. Got picked up in the middle of the night by an uncle from the Wairarapa. The whole family went, except one. But went back again.
Yeah.
As I say, we went to intermediate here when it was in Ferguson Street when they used it as a hospital for the soldiers during the Second World War.
So you were there before the Second World War?
Yeah, when it was an intermediate, and the army took it over as the hospital, and then all the pupils at intermediate were spread all over Palmerston North in different halls, opera house, different halls.
That's
how we had our schooling.
Okay.
The war was over.
So each class was in a separate place?
Yeah. It had different, sewing or cooking. Mm. You had to go to a different place. Mm. So we used to walk quite a long way at times, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and did the school get together at all for assemblies or...?
Yes, it was okay. Yeah. I enjoyed school.
Yeah. So what was the war like for you then? Did it have much effect on your life?
Yeah. Well, you didn't go anywhere. And you had rationing, of course.
Mm. Yeah.
You know. And, well, we didn't have a car. So us children never went anywhere, really. Just down to the river or, you know, playing, nesting and all sorts of things.
Yeah. Were you
That school was still there.
Yeah. Were you very aware of the war? Was it was the war a big part of your life then, or
not really? Although I think my mother, she had three brothers that went to the Second World War. She had three brothers that went to that.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
But, no, I don't think it really affected me.
No. And did they come back?
We had blackouts.
Yeah. Yes.
Out there in the country, which was peculiar.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was only electricity in the school, and we had one light, and the rest were just candles.
Mm. So where was that?
No, we didn't have a light. There were kerosene lamps we had at the coal range, and the old-fashioned one. And I've only seen two since, and they had the water thing alongside the coal range, and you would turn the tap on and get the water.
They
used to have racks.
So this, when you say the coal range, this was a cooking range?
Yes.
What's it, the Chapman Arga?
Range.
Is it? Would it be
Burnt
that?
Wood.
Well, the Arga's a bit like...
That's a new one, is it?
That's a new one, yes.
Okay.
Mm.
No, they were good cookers.
Yes, okay. Yep. And they kept the house warm?
Yes, well, wherever you sat.
Dried clothes.
Yeah.
Had a rack above, dried clothes. Heated the iron. Put the iron on it to heat it, and then did the ironing.
And of course, the toilet was about to see from here up to the gateway. My sister-in-law had to get up during the night. We'd be scared stiff. You'd have to walk with all these trees over it, and amongst the big macrocarpus were cows.
Yeah.
Oh. Of course, we used to get scared stiff.
Yeah.
And if you talked during the night, you were put outside.
Oh.
Yeah.
We had to go outside, no clothes. Only what you stood up, and we weren't allowed to put a coat on.
So they thought with so many children it didn't matter if one or two froze to death.
They call it
they just went in the oven.
Warm them up.
They call it experience.
Okay. So with you say you had three uncles who went to the war.
Yes, my mother's brothers.
Yes, Did they come back?
They all came back.
Yeah.
One was first in the echelon. He went over.
Yeah.
Not long after that, he became a prisoner in Germany for the rest of the war.
Oh,
but he came back home.
Yeah.
Mm.
Did he talk about that at all?
Not really. My grandmother had 10 children, and he was only about 5 foot.
Yeah.
He was little. My grandfather was 6'4".
Yeah.
My grandmother was barely 5 foot.
Okay.
No, it was great.
Great
memories.
Yeah. And the other two, you said one was a prisoner of war. What about the other two?
Yeah, they couldn't be in the lungs.
Thank you for listening to Manawatu Conversations. This and other recent programs can also be found on the Manawatu People's Radio website, and a range of programs is also available on the Manawatu Heritage website of the Palmerston North City Archive. The address for that is manawatuheritage.pncc.govt.nz.
support this programme and others like it by giving a donation to NPR. More details at npr.nz.